Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 7:23, and if you've been watching the news at all, it seems like almost every story features the face of a man in face paint with a fur hat with horns from the Capitol riot last week. And we find out that he is now represented by St. Louis attorney Al Watkins. Al Watkins is joining us right now on Total Information AM. And I think the question for many people is, how did that happen, Al? How did you come to represent this man?
To the extent that I love braggadocio, the fact is that my reputation preceded me. I'm an advocate. My duty and my obligation is always to my client. My role is not to judge a client, but to advocate for the client. And I believe that that reputation is one which has served me well, not just here, but around the country where I try cases and advocate.
Al, can you explain why you're saying that Jacob Chansley should get a pardon from the President of the United States?
All right. It's really important. Two aspects to this. One is the practical aspect, which is the fact of the matter is nobody can predict what Trump is going to do or not do. And if there is a rat behind Chance in the dark underbelly of the hot world beneath us, that Trump will grant him a strong and long-standing, unyielding supporter of Trump a pardon, well, then I'd be a foolish man and not a tremendously good advocate if I didn't at least throw it out there. I reached out to the White House. I advised Mark Meadows, the chief of staff of the White House, and told him, look, put it out there. Now, will he? Am I holding my breath? Do I think that Donald Trump at this moment is currently furiously writing out the words of a written pardon to allow my client to walk? Absolutely not. I'm not holding my breath.
Now, you say that your client was invited in by Capitol Police. That's certainly not what a lot of the video looks like. So how are you making that case?
All right, so it's really important that we put things into perspective. Much like with the BLM protests, you'd have hundreds of people that were peaceful protesters who were exercising their rights under the Constitution to do so. And there would be a few folks in there not really part of the protest legitimately, but they would wreak havoc or cause mayhem or burn down a building. You can't lump all of those protesters into one category of being bad actors, all right? Similarly, when you're dealing with this crowd, you have to understand, in our nation, and this is where we all really need to take a step back and a deep breath, this nation is divided. We had 75 million people, 50% of our population, that voted for this president. Many of them, all of them, perhaps, were aghast and appalled at what happened on January 6th at the Capitol. But the individuals who were there, like my client, who had listened to the words of the president over time, who felt for the first time like his voice was being heard. Remember, my client wears horns. He has furs on him. He has no shirt on. He's not shrouding his face in secrecy. The guy is a shaman, a legitimate, faithful shaman. He eats organic food. He meditates. He does yoga. This guy is one of the most gentle, loving human beings in the world, if not a bit outside of the bell curve of normalcy.
Now, Al, he was walking through the Capitol with the American flag tied to a spear. And when it comes to this argument with the president, just because somebody says you should do this, isn't there personal responsibility with the person to say, yes, I should or no, I shouldn't?
Absolutely. But let's turn back the hands of time to 1978, when a bunch of loving, religious folks from San Francisco followed a guy by the name of Jim Jones down to the Socialist Republic of Guyana in South America. And you know what? They were all about love and peace, and they listened to the words of their leader. And you know what ended up happening? They drank the Kool-Aid and died. The only thing missing from the Capitol, from the president who said, I'm going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue with you, the only thing missing was a big bin of Kool-Aid being stirred.
Al Watkins, we've got to go, but thank you so much for joining us this morning. St. Louis attorney Al Watkins of the Codner Watkins Law Firm is representing Jacob Chansley, and that may be the first comparison of Donald Trump to Jim Jones that we've heard this morning. It's 7:28.